Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called There's a Dragon in Your Book.
What?
And there is a dragon in this book. We can see him. He's green with purple wings and little golden horns. And I'll be honest with you, I think he's kind of cute. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's see what Mr. Tom Fletcher has to say about him. This book is also illustrated by Greg Abbott, and it's read today by Mommy and... What?
Boo!
Boo?
Uh-huh, Boo!
Like a little ghost?
Boo!
Boo?
Yes, Boo!
All right. Well, hopefully you guys aren't afraid of him. He's a very nice Boo.
I'm not. I'm not a Boo. I'm just a Boo.
You're just a Boo?
Just a Boo.
I like it. Well, welcome aboard, Boo. Let's read a book. Oh, look! There's an egg in your book. Ooh, it looks ready to hatch. Whatever you do, don't turn the page. I wonder why. Why can't we turn the page? It's a purple egg. I wonder if it's an Easter egg. What? Oh! I can't believe you did that. Turn the page for me. The egg hatched, and now there's a dragon in your book. Don't be scared. It's a baby dragon. Go ahead and tickle her little nose. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You gotta move your little fingers around to wiggle. And achoo! She says. And when she does, what happens?
Fire comes out
of her nose. Oops, the dragon accidentally sneezed a fire in your book. We need to put it out quickly. So help dragon blow out the flame and turn the page. So blow, blow, blow. Oh no! Your dragon didn't blow out the fire. She blew more fire. So carefully cover the flames by turning the page and tamp it down. And that should put them out. Okay, want to give that a go? Turn the page. Pat, 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 pat. It didn't work. They're getting bigger. Oh no, okay, so listen. If your book is on fire, first of all, that's a big problem, isn't it? Because the pages will burn up and then you won't be able to read what was on them. Don't get too close. If only we could think of a way to put out this fire. What's gonna
Whatever you do, don't close the book, because then the book will start burning, and then throw it away, but then the trash can will burn, so
it could just, yeah, it could be a disaster. One thing leads to another. You know, but I'm noticing something about these flames. Are you noticing something about them? They're very sparkly, aren't they? They're magical fires. Wait a minute. That's it. Let's use your imagination to put out the fire. Okay, so imagine a great big water balloon right in the middle of the next page. And now make sure it's full and ready to pop. What color is your water balloon?
Blue.
Blue? Okay, what? Do it, do it. Perfect. Now, use your finger to pop the balloon. Get ready. Get ready for the splash. So go ahead and make a splash. And the dragon is going flying in the water. Hooray, you put out the fire. Now give the dragon a high five. Give yourself a high five. Put your hand up, bonk. There you go. You have a great imagination. And dragon must be a little hungry now. Why don't you use your imagination again and think up a yummy treat for her? What do you suppose dragons like to eat?
Maybe, I don't know.
Ice cream? Okay, well, how about a triple scoop of yummy ice cream? Cold chocolate and strawberry ice cream with sprinkles. Wow. Can you imagine it?
Wow, that looks delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just fell from the sky off the dragon's face.
Imagine just being a little tiny dinosaur or dragon. Imagine being a little tiny dragon and then tilting your head back up and opening your mouth and closing your eyes and how a giant
ice cream cone
falls from the sky and you get to just chomp, chomp, chomp on it. I'd be okay with that. Would you be okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yum. Well, dragon must be tired after all that adventure. I think it's time for her to fly home. Did you think she knows where her home is?
No.
Oh, boy. Well, we might have to help her then. She's probably very full, too, because she ate all that ice cream. And she's going to need some help taking off. So flap the book up and down like giant dragon wings. You can also do that with your arms, too. Okay, ready? Here we go. We're almost there. Keep flapping. Flappity, flap, 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 flap. Flap, and let's turn the page. There she goes. Goodbye, dragon. Wave goodbye and turn that. Wait, hang on a second. What's this? There's something in the bottom of this page. And you can see the page is a little bit turned back. And there's, oh, look.
More eggs.
More eggs? Oh, no.
Whatever you do, don't turn the page.
Yeah, don't turn that page. Oh, no. I think it's time to carefully close the book. Carefully, carefully, carefully. Because what do you see?
A bunch of baby dragons.
I have to wonder what kind of mommy dragon left all of her baby eggs just sitting about where anybody could get to them. Right? Oh, carefully close the book. That way those dragons can stay inside of there without burning it up, right?
Why did it just catch on fire?
Oh, dragons have a tendency to do that. This book was a dangerous read. And it is also...
Ooh, hot, 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 hot. Ah, this is on fire. Ah.
Put the book down, quick!